Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are going to learn today about the gap that Allah left for us. For every one of us to be tested, Allah has to leave a gap for you to act.
What are we doing next week for the last
class? I'm going to give you homework, and when you do it, I'm going to grade you. Your grade is going to depend on everything. So you're not going to have a final. You just have.
Yeah, but you can't give us homework on the last.
No, if we email it, then
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, when you email it, I'll finalize your grade. Got it? Okay. Allah's mercy. Allah's mercy come through two ways. Come through Himself, directly from Himself. Directly from Himself, or through people. Now, Allah's mercy, bringing down Allah's mercy is a divine business, right? So, Allah's mercy, bringing it down, is divine business. Divine business.
That's business.
Divine business. Okay, and to do it, you have to have divine knowledge. Now, how is that related to the gap Allah made for us? Allah created for us a gap. Like, this is the universe. This is gap for example, this gap for Alia.
What?
Oh my God.
Wait, you saw my name wrong. A-L-I-Y-A.
That's me.
Huh? Yeah. So, A-L-Y-A?
A-L-I-Y-A.
Okay. So Allah creates a gap for Alia. And this gap, outside of this gap, is pretty much, or for all humans, Allah created a gap for humans to act in. Gap for humans. Every one of us have his own personal gap. Or space. Like, human... Human's space. Or you can call it gap. Okay. Why Allah gives you a gap? Any idea? Why Allah gives you your own space?
So your personal space.
You can make your own decisions.
Yeah.
Don't make your own decisions. Exactly. To test you. Allah, if Allah would rule your space, Allah would rule it using the laws of nature. When Allah rules something with the laws of nature, okay, then this will be like people can mess it up? No. People can decide about it? No. It is just ruled by the laws of nature. Nobody can touch it. Nobody can change it. Got that right? So this is all the other space. The other space is like laws of nature. So this is human space, or you can also call it, let's call it space. It makes more sense. So this is Alia space. So Alia space, it is a space for Alia to make decisions. Now, if Aliyah fills up this space the way Allah wants it to be filled, then Aliyah goes to Jannah. If Aliyah fills this space with something that Allah doesn't like, then Aliyah goes to hellfire. You got that part? Okay, so Allah leaves us space to act on. Also, Allah left a space for the Prophet ﷺ to legislate haram and halal. Not all haram and halal are coming from the Quran, right? Like there is halal and haram. There are halal and haram rules coming from the Prophet directly. Can you give me an example?
Don't drink
alcohol. That's from Quran.
So, where do we get the rules from?
We get it from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah gave him his own gap to make rules, or his own space to make rules. And it's only space for the Prophet, because nobody can give rules other than the Prophet. And rules of Islam, of course. And nobody can change them. Give me an example. For example, men wearing silk. Is it mentioned in the Quran? The men wearing silk clothes. Is not mentioned in the Quran. Right? How about men eating? How about men wearing gold? Gold rings, gold earrings, gold whatever.
Do you wear gold color or just gold?
Just gold. Gold material.
Yeah. Tickets for
an
ice cream party?
You guys won. Because of me, I gave a check
for $365. Whoa,
Yay! Thank you so much.
When is this ice cream party?
Right now?
11:15.
12:15, you mean?
11:50.
11:50?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, wait, how did we win?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For a second, I thought you were really, there's really a prompt.
Thank you.
Can we all just stand up and say master?
No.
Because it's all.
Let's, please, we don't have much left. We have just like 20 minutes.
Serious time.
So, do you understand what I'm trying to say here? Okay, that there is that space left for us to have free choice in. Now, Allah left space for legislation to the Prophet, where the Prophet ﷺ said, don't wear silk. For men, don't wear silk. For men, don't wear gold. Okay. For songs with bad words, they are haram. Go ahead.
Why can't you wear silk?
Men?
Yeah.
Because you become sassy. Like you become...
Wait, really?
Because... Let's imagine that like...
What does that mean? Silk, it's like they're becoming like women.
Becoming, yeah, exactly. So Allah wanted people... Allah wanted men to be... Well, Allah wanted men to be tough and rough. Allah wants men to be tough and rough, and Allah wants women to be soft and
my dad
clean.
Like,
no.
You need to be
lazy. What? What are you?
Yeah, my dad can be nice.
Talking about my marriage, and he's like, if you don't do this properly, the guy will run away from you and leave.
Men can be nice. What's wrong with
you? No. I'm not talking about nice. I'm talking about dear meal men. Also, another kind of marriage that the Prophet has declared haram, okay? Allah didn't say it's haram in the Quran, but the Prophet said it's haram, which is marriage with expiration date.
So what about like a green card?
Like
milk?
Yeah, same thing. But hold on. As long as it's not agreed upon, in other words, they say, okay, I'm marrying you only for 1 year.
I don't want to marry you.
Or I am marrying you only for 3 months. I am here on an assignment. I'll marry you for 3 months before I leave your divorce.
So how do I put that? Go away.
Yeah, this is haram. You got it? What else you think the Prophet made haram? Huh? What else? Now, this is called mut'a marriage. Mut'a marriage, which is marriage with expiration date. By the way, about the green card thing. Okay. If they don't if they don't make it a condition in the marriage, okay, it's haram. But if they say, let's marry, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his prophet say, he might like her and stay with her. Okay? As long as there is no expiration date decided, then the marriage is valid.
So what if there is?
If there is, then the marriage is invalid. The prophet invalidates any marriage with expiration date. Could mit Shia, the Shia people from Iran or from whatever, they practice muta marriage. So I can like have a contract with a woman, I'll marry you for 1 year.
Huh? Okay, so like if you get married but then get divorced, like how can you get remarried?
First of all, in order for the divorce to happen, you need to stay 3 months in the house. Okay? So they called the idda. You got it? But anyway, instead of losing the time, let's focus here on the space. So Allah left the space for the Prophet to make his own rules. And these rules are to be obeyed. Another thing, the donkey meat.
They get married later.
Donkey meat and mules.
Donkey
boiler. Mules meat. The Prophet said they are haram. Like pork. You said haram. I said haram. You said why? I said just like pork. We don't have an answer. Okay? Just we don't know. There is not, Allah did not specify, or the Prophet did not specify a reason, and we don't know about it. What else that the Prophet legislated? Can you think of anything else? Anyway, bottom line. Now you can see that Allah has left for the Prophet space to do his own business, because Allah, this is the business of Allah, to say make halal and haram. Go ahead. How to pray? But how to pray was from Allah, because Allah sent Angel Jibreel to lead the prayers. Do you know this hadith? Allah sent Angel Jibreel 2 days in a row to lead the Prophet in the prayer. So he sent him the first day, he prayed at the beginning of the time, the beginning of the window. Okay? And then the next day, he prayed at the end of the window. And then he told the Prophet, the window for the prayer is from this time to this time. You got that part? So if this is the time for Asr, Allah one day sent Angel Jibreel to lead the Prophet prayer at this time, and then sent him again to lead these prayers at the end of the time. And then he said, teach your people that Asr has to be between these two points. This is the window. Oh, come on. This is the window. All right? So that's not legislated by the Prophet. This is actually Angel Jibreel prayed with the Prophet, led the Prophet in the prayer. And then he said, teach your people how to pray like that and within this window. So now there is a gap given for people to bring down the mercy of Allah. There is a wisdom behind that. I'm going to mention the wisdom at the end. Let's learn, go through the people, this guy in the Surah Al-Kahf. You know Surah Al-Kahf, chapter of the cave. Allah, Prophet Musa said, Ya Allah, is there anybody on this earth no more than me? You taught me everything, Ya Allah. You taught me everything. Okay. Is there anybody on the face of the earth who knows more than me? So Allah said, yes, there are people who know things that you don't know. Or in other words, there is a knowledge that is above your level that you cannot handle. So he said, there is a guy that I'm... He said, Ya Allah, I want to learn this knowledge. So Allah said, there will be a guy, and this guy you're going to meet at the ocean. So take at the shoreline. So he said, this is the beach or shoreline. So Allah told him, okay, this is the shoreline. Bring a dead fish and walk by the shoreline.
Oh, you told us this one.
The whole thing?
I don't have it.
It's cool, guys. Okay. So walk through the shoreline. When the fish becomes alive and jumped into the water, Okay?
That is too much.
Then there, you will find the righteous guy. Let's call him RJ. RJ.
RJ.
Now, some people say this is an Khidr. This is Al Khidr. Now, for own knowledge, for your own knowledge, nothing.
Who wants to tell me a 3-minute summary of what's going on so far?
Yeah. 3 minutes?
Okay.
Go
three
ahead,
minutes.
Dana.
I can do it shorter.
Right. Allah's mercy is divided into two things, divine business and divine knowledge. Alright. So far we're talking about the cave.
Surah Al-Kahf. Surah Al-Kahf.
And it's about Prophet Musa asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if there's anyone in the world who knows more than him. Allah says, yes, because of course that's true. And then Musa asks Allah who he is and where he could find him so he could learn from him about this knowledge. And then Allah tells him that he'll have to travel by the shoreline and have to get dead fish and use that fish to tell where the man is.
And when it jumps, becomes alive. Now you said something wrong. You said something wrong at the beginning. Allah's mercy comes either directly from Allah or comes through people. And the mercy of Allah is a divine business. Bringing down the mercy of Allah is a divine business. Bringing down the mercy of Allah. Why are you saying bring it down? Because it comes from where? From heavens. In order... It is a divine business. In order to do a divine business, you need a divine what?
Mercy.
Knowledge. If you don't have a divine knowledge, you can't do the divine business. So Allah gives you this divine knowledge. So now the Prophet, Allah told Prophet Musa, walk by the shoreline with a dead fish. When the fish jumps into the water, you meet the good guy. Now, warning. Listen to me, warning. People will say the name of this guy is Al-Khidr. It's Al-Khidr. Okay? That is not true because nobody knows what was his name. There's no hadith or anything that says he's Al-Khidr. So whenever somebody says he's Al-Khidr, say no, he's the righteous believer that Surah Al-Kahf, Allah called him divine slave.
What was this for?
Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Angel Jibreel came down to Prophet Muhammad and prayed with him at the beginning of the window. Then one day, and the next day, window of prayer.
Oh.
Like, and then the next day, he prayed with him the 5 prayers at the end of the window. And then he said, this is the window where you can pray in.
Oh, so that's how we know the times?
Exactly. It's from Allah. It's not that we, okay. So now, Prophet Musa went with his servant. And they were starting walking on the shoreline. And they came across a rock. Okay? Every time they stopped to check on the fish. The fish is there. So they came on the rock. And there was a rock there. And they stayed by the rock. Ate their lunch or dinner. And then did not check on the fish. So they kept walking without checking on the fish. The fish basically got alive here and jumped into the water. But they didn't see it. So they went this way, and then they checked on the fish was gone. So they said, let's go back towards the rock. This is the last place we were in. So they went back at the rock, they found the divine slave. Actually, let's call him DS, divine slave. Divine slave. He's Al-Khidr? No. Why not? No evidence. There's no evidence that says he's Al-Khidr. Okay? So, the divine, because he is given the knowledge, the divine knowledge. So now he talks to the divine guy and he says, okay, can you please teach me? Teach me, please, your knowledge? Hey, the guy said, you can't handle it. It's beyond your level. You will not be able to stand this much knowledge. He said, no, I will. Just please let me be with you. okay, let me be in your company, and then I promise you I'll handle this. He said, okay, here's the rule. You do not ask me a question. You do not tell me why did you do that. You just keep quiet. You just keep quiet. So now, he goes and then with the guy. The first thing he did, he killed the boy. No, I'm sorry. The first thing they did, they wanted to cross the Red Sea from one direction to another.
One direction.
From one shoreline to another. They kept walking by the shoreline and asking people, can you please give us a ride?
What's with the
tickets? We have one ice cream party.
Thanks to Hiva.
It starts in 4 minutes, so.
Yeah. You want my ticket?
Yes.
No, not you.
I'm going to deduct this from the 50 minutes. Okay, so they were walking along the shoreline, and when they were walking along the shoreline, they found, they asking people, can you please take us to the other side?
And then so somebody like said that, yes, and then...
I mean, everybody first said, no, do you have money, no, get out of here, do you have money, no, get out of here.
Get out of here.
Until they found a ship that's owned by righteous guys. They are poor and righteous, but very generous and kind. So they told them, yes, come, please, come. We will take you to the other side without money. Not only that, but they gave them food and drink on the boat. So, like, they really did them a big favor. Then when they arrived to the other side, what happened? Okay, so the Musa and the divine slave...
Like, hit the boat.
Hold on. Yes. And divine slaves, they did what? They said, okay, guys, see you later. And the fishermen said, yeah, we'll see you later. And they took the fish to sell in the market. So when they did that, the divine slave and Musa, divine slave said, follow me. And he sneaked into the boat, and he had an axe, and he broke the boat, made a big hole in the boat. Prophet Musa, huh? What are you doing? Those guys did us a favor and did all of that to us. What are you doing? He said, huh? First to strike. Now,
strike one.
Because we don't have time to go through the rest, I'm going to explain to you the divine wisdom. There was a king, and this king was a tyrant. He wanted to go to war. So he want warships. So he doesn't have the ability to build all of that. So that he and soldiers were, they traveled by the shoreline.
And they like stole the ships?
Yeah, by force, they took all the ships from the owners. When the owner objects, they just cut his head off. So, or like kill him. I mean, so everybody had to give up his or her ship.
But when they came across the ship that the prophet went on, they didn't take it because they had a bullet.
It was
no
ruined.
One wants, like, a broken ship.
Okay, so now, here we go. So now this mercy came through this guy, right? In order for this guy to be able to bring the mercy of Allah to those people, he had a gap. Allah gave him his own space, and he said, you decide what to do. So the guy... Remember, he has a divine knowledge, which is the future, right? So because he knows that from the divine knowledge of Allah, then he decided to ruin the boat. You got it? Now, why couldn't Prophet Musa handle it? Because Prophet Musa does not have divine knowledge. Then what kind of knowledge Prophet Musa has? He has the knowledge of? He has the knowledge of? Islam. He has the knowledge of Islam, or he has the knowledge of Judaism, or he has the knowledge of halal and haram, do and don't. These are the earthly knowledge. This is the earthly knowledge, do, don't, right? So that's what he has, but the other guy has the divine knowledge. Now, is this sour mercy or sweet mercy?
Sweet.
The mercy of, you know, ruining the boat.
Oh, sour.
Sour mercy.
What?
Why is it sour mercy?
Because it's
bitter. They're losing something in order to gain something.
Because it's painful. painful. It hurts them. Sit down. We need to finish just this part and stop.
You guys are not excused until he declares
you excused. I'm just, by the way, you go there, you stand in the line, so.
Yeah, then we get our ice cream.
Yes, but you don't have to wait in the line if you wait here 5 minutes.
The line will get longer if we wait.
Guys, are we
really arguing about this? How about we just finish the topic?
She gave $200, okay?
Please, let's focus here. You got that part? So he had to bring down the mercy of Allah, and he brought it down. If he doesn't have this divine knowledge, then he wouldn't be able to do it. So that's his space that Allah gave to him. Then the second incident, that they were walking and traveling, and there were boys playing. So he picked the boy, and he said, "Why don't you come with us?" You know. So the boy came with him. So he took him a little bit far from his house and from his friends, and then he killed him. Now Prophet Musa said, "You killed the boy? Are you out of your mind? How can you kill the boy?" Okay, so now he told
him. Keep in mind he's a prophet, so therefore he has very good moral values.
Exactly. Now, the second time when he killed the boy, he had the divine knowledge. What was that divine knowledge? That the boy is going to grow up to be?
He's going to be a criminal.
Very bad criminal. His parents are two righteous believers, two righteous parents. So he will drive them crazy. He will torture them. He will do awful things to him. They will suffer a lot from him. But because they are good believers, Allah wanted to give them better than that. But that wasn't the gap in the space of, and that was Allah left this to the divine slave to give them mercy. So now the divine slave said that we decided to bring down the mercy. He didn't say I. Here he said I. For the boy, he said, for the boat, he said, I. For the boy, he said, we. So who are we? Okay, now, let me tell you a scenario that works good for that. You know, just like
we're
3-4 more minutes.
That's like 10 minutes late.
Yeah, I mean, school's going to end.
No, that's not 10 minutes late.
Yes,
that's 4 minutes late.
No, it's already 50.
It's 11:50.
It's 55 right now.
Also 5 minutes.
No. It'll take, guys, could we go just to get them to something?
I need to preach to
us. We could get it and come back.
Then I'll...
We know the story, though.
No, it's not about the story.
Wow, we go get
okay, this look,
one.
It's not about the story, guys. It's about the idea of having a space and divine knowledge. It is not just the story. So it's beyond the story. So you guys can go... You won't be able to focus with me anymore.
Wait, are we going back? I'm still confused.
You're welcome.